here in Nashville, and it's going to rain tonight. Also, it's a voting day. Good morning. I'm Justin Barney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04 a.m. Nashville's mayor has unveiled the proposed city budget for the upcoming fiscal year. WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, like last year, the total is $3.8 billion.
Year to year, city spending typically grows. Last year, a property tax increase made a big change. But this is the first year under Mayor Freddie O'Connell that the budget is completely stagnant. One reason for that is a proposal to slightly reduce the grocery tax by a half cent. Another reason? The city's incoming tax revenues are simply flat. But this budget is merely a proposal. Typically, Metro Council members make adjustments, which they must agree upon by the end of June. Otherwise, the mayor's budget will take effect. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Community members can weigh in on changes they'd like to see in the budget at the Metro Council meeting on June 2nd. The Tennessee Comptroller's Office and Davidson of Local Government Finance found that Rutherford County is leading the state in financial health. The data shows Rutherford has the healthiest cash fund reserve out of the 10 largest counties in the state, with a debt ratio of 3%. For comparison, Davidson County's is 7.5%. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.